If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the A&R Geekly. We're a little bit late today. We had some things to do, so we're a little bit late, but we apologize. But we do have good news about going forward. Our new start time on Mondays, it's going to be 7:30 p.m. Pacific time starting next week, a bit earlier for the Eastern Seaboard people. So that's our new start time next week. We're excited to get that going. We want to come on a little bit earlier to allow some of the Eastern people to maybe catch us live. We do have people on the replay who are always messaging us. So it'd be nice to see if some of them could trickle in. So welcome to our show today. We had a good show. I can't do the show by myself because there's a lot to get into. He is currently looking out his window and yelling, "Where the hell is my marketplace guy?" I just told him, they ghost you every time, bro. They ghost you every time.
It doesn't even get to that part. I'm done with them before you even get.
Is it still available?
That I'm fine with, because they're like, okay, you're interested. We'll save it. Well, I'm going to get into it in a minute.
The world famous D Goes Off is back today.
It's not so even goes off. It's kind of funny more so than anything.
Yeah, okay. We're trying to sell it here, D. Come on. Work with me here. Let's see here. What's going on in the chat here? Apparently there's a little cat fight between 78 and Ryan here.
When is it Ryan picking fights with people?
I don't know. Ryan's saying the Prez is not going to allow him back in. And 70 is like, Happy New Year to you, Ryan. Happy New Year to you as well. He said it to us as well. Ryan says, yeah, God knows I don't want to stay up until 1 a.m. talking about Todd on a Monday. But you do anyways.
Yeah.
I've seen you stay up.
Speaking of Todd, we're
big starter game.
We're 78th page.
Oh my God, we're starting off with some laughs here, man. That's why I was stumbling out of the block laughing.
I was like, what are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at the chat. That's why I was started laughing, because when I click play and get the camera on, I look at the chat next to me and I'm just like, oh my God. These guys are already with each other. So, anyways, got a good show, man. We got a lot to get into. We got D's Goes Off, What I Learned. I think you have an IG spotlight as well.
Yeah.
And then we have our toy news talk of the week. But before we get started, we got to do our world famous dad joke.
Got to get the booze ready.
Oh, ho, ho. Get the booze
ready. Every time I say that, it's pretty decent. So
remember, everybody, you can send us, submit your dad jokes and you can win a prize. It's a random thing we're going to do. It won't be based on the joke if it's hilarious or not. But send in at A&R Universe. Let us know there if you know what joke you want to submit, and we'll give you credit for it. And like I said, we're not going to tell D either until after the joke is submitted. That way he can give his honest reaction to it, not be biased, because he's known to be biased. Just kidding, he's not. He hates them all.
yeah, he might be. It's okay.
What is going on with tentacle toys here?
There's
you want to deal with the children in the chat while I get. If you're wondering, if you're listening to our Spotify or iTunes, wondering what's going on, get on our YouTube channel and watch the videos, because some of the comedy is in the chat as well. It's pretty funny. But yeah,
for anyone listening, it went. So KJ and 78 and a few others on Highly Posable, they do their show Fridays at 7 p.m. Between 7 and whenever KJ logs on, because he's always
7 p.m. late. Eastern or Pacific?
Pacific.
Ah, okay, okay. So before that show, I do my show now.
Yes.
I do it at 4:30 p.m. Pacific time, which is well before these guys do their thing, about movies and TV shows, and I am running solo for the time being. I don't mind it, though. I had fun last week, Friday, when I did it.
Seems like a newscaster type of
thing. Yeah, it was good, man. Like, nobody interfering with me, nobody bothering me, nobody giving their lame takes. No, just kidding. I just had fun. I enjoyed it. It was good. But come by, say hi to us, or say hi to me. Chat up. Let's go from there. But anyways, let's get into our world famous in our dad joke. You've been waiting patiently for this one all week, D. Here we go.
Thanks.
All right. And you guys can play along too, whether you're listening to us or replay or chat. Do hashtag dad if this week's dad joke was good, or hashtag sad if this week's dad joke needs improvement and I should go back to the drawing board. What are you doing? You can't do it in our own chat. That doesn't count.
Go on.
All right. Here we go. All right. Okay. So as you know, my wife, she's not a huge fan of me and my collection, right? So my wife said she's going to leave me if my Star Wars obsession doesn't stop.
Okay.
To that, I said, may the divorce be with you.
I mean, that was okay. That was pretty good.
Yeah. Get your lightsaber pen out, baby. May the divorce be with you.
I don't know what to do now. I didn't anticipate
that. You're conflicted.
Yeah, you can have it. Make a hearty chuckle one that's not like full on. Good job.
I will buy the exact sweater for Halloween if I can find it and do the bowl cut too. I mean, I already have a bowl, just need to grow the hair out.
Kinda. That's better than sad. So,
all right, let's get into what we watched and what we got. Go for it.
So as I mentioned, I watched their podcast. There is a diorama with tentacles. That's where all that comes from. So there you go. I did not
put it. That's where it came from. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
And it's still resonating with 78 because he's the
one making it?
I have no idea. I tuned out at that point. I didn't want to get added to one. No, he's not making it. It's just okay. An official one. But he does make dioramas. I'll pull him up after. I watched Abbott Elementary. Ryan recommended just now, well, earlier, like 4 p.m. I didn't watch it, but what did you say, Ryan?
Well, if you haven't watched it, why are you bringing it up?
Because I'm going to add it to your list of things you have to watch.
Okay, that's why.
What is it? Ovalblatt? So add that to your anime list. Didn't watch any movies. Dune 2 is playing. Justice has it on in the other room.
I gave up on that movie. I just like, I can't, man. They're speaking like some old dialect, which I understand is.
But it's funny. It's funny because you love Star Wars.
I do. But I don't want to overthink.
It's like,
I shouldn't have to learn like ancient dialect to get the lines. It's great. It's a beautiful shot movie. I'm not going to deny that. I think it has everything going for it. It just. The dialogue just loses it. I just lose interest in it halfway through. I'm just like, yeah, no, I'm good here.
That's
like,
fair.
You know,
it's not for everyone.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. But it is beautifully shot.
Do you watch? So I put on Squid Game, but didn't. I wasn't in the mood. I have to be in the right mood for it. Did you care about the previous season? Like, were you into?
Oh yeah, I'm a big fan. Yeah.
Okay. So are you? Have you started? Well, I guess you can tell me when you get to what you watch. What you got. Yeah. If you did watch it, give me what you think so far. Mm-hmm. What did I get? So I did get these and I opened them finally. So I'm finishing off my Kaiju number 8 characters. So I got Aminia. I need one more girl with a giant axe.
Yeah, because, you know, she can really lift that axe.
They're wearing their exoskeleton suits.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
That amplifies their latent.
Of course power. It does. Of course
so,
it does.
So don't worry. So
why would you need an axe if you can amplify your strength?
Because what they do is they take the kaiju essence and put it into their weapons. Oh, so if you have a high skill potential. So
now she's Thor then. Okay.
Basically. But Kaiju number 8 is still the strongest. Where else did I get?
I thought kaijus were beasts, animals.
He is, but he got infected by one and turned into a human-sized one who is one of the stronger ones. This is so awesome. You used to watch Power Rangers, man. How are you hating that concept?
But they didn't turn into beasts themselves. They went into a beast as a form of a robot.
Yeah, in spandex suits.
If I got infected by a beast's blood, I'd probably die of cancer.
That's the thing. He's outlawed. No one knows he's actually a kaiju. So when he shows up on the scene, he has to take care of business and then evacuate immediately.
I have a take on anime right after you're done.
I know you do. That's like, but this is the stupidest list anyone could. Tozen Art Majin Vegeta head, but I only got this so I could repaint it as Ultra Ego. I didn't start yet, but I did remove the Majin.
And you didn't head. Even tell me. I would have doubled up on the order.
This was on Marketplace. These are.
I don't want to talk about Marketplace.
Yeah,
we're gonna go off later on.
I didn't get these on any website. Your Trunks is on the way still. I assume it got held up in.
And LA. I appreciate it. Thank you. I can't. Be awesome. I showed a buddy of mine who's a big GB fan. He's the one that got me into Dragon Ball back.
Yeah.
Into DBZ, because I had, after Dragon Ball, I kind of took a hiatus for a long time. But he told me, hey, check out DBZ. And I'm like, what? They're back? And this was a long time ago, right? And then so I blame him for my Dragon Ball obsession. I blame him. And he knows it too. And he watches our video too all the time. And so I told him about what you did for me. I said, you know, he got me this, and I showed him the picture, and he was just like, his mouth just dropped. He's like, this is insane.
The toasted one.
Yeah, there it is. Right there. I'm like, yeah. He's like, that's what Trunks should be like all the time.
Look at this floppy bitch. This is the old one. This is the old one. If you ever so slightly like move his arm, you can see his get back.
That's Ozempic Trunks.
That came. I'm not even trying to do that.
Oh my god!
But something fell, or his hair fell. You would think
that's Park not. Asked. Yeah, so Metropolis, our local comic book store, had a closing sale. He's asking, did you get anything?
I went, but I did not. I went to check it out. You asked me to tell you if they had anything, and there was about like 50 people just swarming the place.
I think you had to get there early in order to get the good stuff.
Yeah, there was stuff, but I didn't want to buy for the sake of buying. Stuff I didn't want. So
yeah, you don't want to just go in there for the sake of it and buy nonsense, right?
Yeah. So it's a shame. It's a shame. I don't like when local comic stops close.
Dying breed, my friend. It's a dying breed.
Their rent increase didn't help either, but yeah.
Well, from what I heard was they couldn't. The owner was kicking them out.
Yeah.
And they couldn't find anything that was kind of within their ballpark, and if they did find something, it was too small. So, yeah, I feel their pain. They're getting squeezed out, and it sucks. It really does, because there's too much greed in the real estate market in Vancouver.
Yeah.
And, you know, all these small stores are paying the price for it. It just really does suck.
Elvin doesn't read comics, so it's a toy store, but first and foremost for Elvin.
Anyways, is that it, or do you have anything else?
That's all I got. I did read comics too, by Absolute Batman, Wonder Woman, and Superman. I think I like Batman the most still.
Oh, okay.
You checked out Superman. You said you liked that one the most. You liked the different take on his suit and everything. On the current, are you going to keep reading it?
Yeah, I am. I'm waiting to let it breathe a little bit. Let's get more issues out.
Yeah.
And then I'll binge it. And then, I hate waiting on comics. I really do.
It's every Wednesday. Well, I say it's every Wednesday, but it's
every 2 weeks, isn't it?
Depends on the story. So sometimes it's like a month a month story. Other times it's every Wednesday. But every Wednesday's comics do come out.
So do the nerds all line up?
They have their savers now, so they can request that stuff gets put on hold. So only hobby B, but we still have our online stores too.
Well,
so
you can also go to Comic Scene in Surrey. They still sell comics and some toys there as
well.
Support them. They're probably one of the smallest stores. So if you do buy comics, try to buy it off them if you need to. From all accounts, you've gone there and you said the owner is very helpful and very nice as well.
Very nice.
He's the one that hooked you up with my Superman.
Yeah. I said my buddy was looking for a comic. You wanted it like 2 weeks after release.
I didn't even know. It just showed up on my feed.
I know you did. What? I know, like, this is a long shot, but would you happen to have this? And then we kind of laughed. He's like, no, but I'll give you mine. I was like, oh.
So shout out to Comic Scene. I fully want to support small stores like that. And that store has been around a long time. I haven't gone there recently, but I've gone there for decades before to get stuff. So, yeah, shout out to Comic Scene. new owner, right? So
yeah, nice guy. Your turn. Yeah. What'd you get? What'd you get up to?
Surprisingly, I got nothing this week. My 2025, I said I'm going to be reducing my collection and buying stuff, and it's off to a good start. I've been trying to get nothing. So I've got enough right now. So let me go and enjoy all this. There's a few things that's trickling probably in the next couple of weeks because of pre-orders from the last 4 or 5 months. But not really getting anything to get in this week. So I'm happy about that. Less clutter to deal with. What did I watch? Okay, so I did watch a few things. Squid Games, you're talking about season two. I did watch about 4 episodes. I'm in. And I'm liking it. I love Squid Games. And the actor, I forgot his name, the main actor, he's awesome. So I really enjoy watching it. Do you watch it dubbed or do you watch it Korean?
Korean.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. I put on the English once. I'm like, no.
Yeah, I just don't like that fake noise and muffling and all that. It's just like, yeah, this is so garbage. So yeah, a Korean sound for me as well. Enjoying it. I want to finish it off. I'm enjoying it. All right. So update on the anime. What's going on? I said for you guys that I needed some more time. Okay. So I've got a 3-horse race right now in the lead.
Oh, okay.
In the lead. There's a 3.
Should I be writing this down?
I tried all the other ones that people listed, and I thought all of them were garbage, in my opinion. But to be fair, I gave all of them only 2 episodes tries. Mm-hmm. So there is a couple I have on my list there. I wrote this stuff down somewhere. Oh, you did? Okay. So I don't forget it myself, right? So those ones that I tried, I didn't like, I'm going to give them 1 more episode each.
And I guess you can't say which ones yet.
I don't want to reveal that yet. No, but I'll give you the 3-horse race.
Okay, in the lead.
I'll give you those three that's in the lead right now of all the list of animes that you guys gave me. So the 3 that are in the lead are Arcane.
That doesn't count.
Why not? You guys gave it in the list.
I don't even know who recommended that. I should have.
You did.
I should have taken it off. Go on.
I have. So Arcane is 1. If that doesn't count, then I'll take it off the list. But you guys gave me that list.
No, I don't. I'm just kidding. I'm glad. I'm surprised because I remember you said you were bored of the first season originally.
Yeah, well,
because there was a lot of slow pacing and dialogue at the beginning.
Okay, see, Ryan's saying Arcane, but hey, one of you guys gave it on the list, and I wrote it down that day. So don't at me, at those people. Go back and watch the video and see who recommended it. Okay. Anyways, Arcane is 1. Okay, Blue Box.
What?
I like that. Blue Box.
Okay.
I love the comedy in there. It reminds me of some of the anime that I watched a while back. So I like it, especially when they go into the comedy mode and change the character's look. I enjoy that, which I think is pretty common in a lot of comedy in anime. So Blue Box is number
1. That one I'm surprised by.
Yeah, I know, right? Look at you. Huh?
Yeah, huh? Interesting. Yeah. I can't read you.
And then Dragon Ball Daima. So,
okay, fine. Ryan's gonna have a few.
I've got the 3 in the lead here, but like I said, I'm still gonna give all the other ones 1 episode each. There is one that one of you guys mentioned, and I can't remember the name. It's a Viking one.
Viking.
Yeah, I can't remember. It's like they're like Thor and Loki or something.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I didn't even
say
that.
Very, very gruesome.
I'm pretty sure someone just said that in a previous, like, one of our older episodes, and that probably resonated because I didn't write that down either.
Okay, so I tried that one, and that was not bad, but it's in the mix with the rest of the lot.
I think it's called Twilight of the Gods. You're thinking
Vinland. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, I think it's Twilight of the Gods. Was the main characters who's the Valkyrie? Sigrid. Yes.
Oh man, I can't remember.
Is it the Zack Snyder one? I have to go.
The what?
Hold on. I'm just going to share the screen. Is it this one?
No.
Because the Thor and Loki are in this, too.
No, not this one.
Okay.
Although I'm not aware of that one.
Okay.
I'm going to have to check.
Maybe
send me that in the chat after. I think he's right. It's okay. Vinland, I think it's called. Very, very bloody, and I enjoyed the first episode. So I might go revisit that one. There's only so much time I have. So I'm trying to get through like 8 requests here. And I'm trying to give them all a fair shake because some might start slow. Some might start fast.
That's the problem with anime is they are. I think they're too slow paced for you to get into, and that's no fault of your own.
I'm being patient though. I'm trying to give them a chance. So, yeah, because I watched 7 episodes of Arcane, and then I watched.
So I guess you're on season 1 then. Like you started.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and then Blue Box, I did 3 episodes, and then Dragon Ball, I did 5 episodes. And the other ones I did 1 or 2 episodes each. So I've still got to flush them out more and see. But yeah, getting there. But so far, those are the 3 in the lead.
Whoever recommended Arcane doesn't win any prize, because it doesn't count.
Yeah, so whoever did. I have the notes upstairs. I have the notes upstairs.
If he chose that, it doesn't count. So,
how am I supposed to know, right?
That's not your fault. You just...
See, that doesn't help. I think you're one of the ones that recommended it, Ryan. So why would you want to say that? It doesn't make any sense. All right. So yeah, I watched that. Movie-wise, didn't really do any movies this week. I did watch Silo. That's a great show. Man, that's a good show. Ooh.
Episode 7, 8, and 9?
Yeah, episode 7, 8, and 9 are done.
And you discussed it on?
I was discussing it on Sunday nights or Sunday morning. We did it this time. Me and Sheldon did it on the Mighty Show. We discussed and reviewed 7, 8, and 9. And now we have episode 10, the finale next week, Sunday, to discuss. So that's going to be fun. Going to enjoy it.
I'm probably going to watch Shogun eventually because everyone keeps raving about it. So I'll give it a try.
I can't wait to see Alvin stick to his guns after Arcane season 2.
Is it good or bad, Ryan? Like, I don't know. I can't even tell if what you're implying now. I figured you would be the one of the people who liked that show. And I'm not saying it's bad. I like it.
I will say this about Arcane. I like the first 3 episodes more than I like the last 3 episodes.
I'm so far... Like, it's been such a long time since I've seen season 1 because it took forever. I don't even recall, like, where you would be. I do like the stylized fight scenes. I like the...
I like the origin of it before...
Okay.
I like the origin of it before it all went to, you know what.
Yeah.
Right? I don't like that because she kind of reminds me of, like, Harley Quinn.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And
yeah,
it just annoys me. It annoys me. I was like, no, don't do this. You had a good thing. Don't do this.
If because that's who she is, like, in the game. That's her type of character. Are you saying you don't want her to be that personality? Do you mind the change?
I don't mind a little bit of it, but I don't like the overboard of it.
Yeah, okay. But her progression on sides, you don't mind? Like, she needed to be? Yeah. Okay.
But I did like the beginning of it all more than I liked what it is and what I'm seeing now. So I don't know if I'm going to... I don't know if it's going to be something that I might stand the time off. Jinx. Yeah. See, there you go. Look, I even said it.
I figured you were just trying to, I was like, wait, he's not spoiling it for anyone. That's his season. Season 1 was like 3 years ago. So, but
yeah,
now people might check it out again.
I'm not a big, like, I don't like the Harley Quinn character as much as I used to in the old Batman. You know, when the original Batman animation, I like that Harley Quinn. Now I don't. I just think it's too overkill.
Yeah.
And it's a little too much now. It's like, nah. I just like that Mr. J. I like that.
Where they're trying too hard to make her crazy.
Yeah.
Versus someone who's just a little off.
Yeah.
Understandable.
So that is what I watched. And of course, I watched a lot of football. It was great to watch some football, playoff football, hockey. A little bit of soccer. Netflix debuted WWE, which was massive. But now it's like sort of the hype is there and now it's going down.
Hey, Tav.
Hello, Tav. And yeah, so that is it for what we watched and what we got. All right. What do we want to do? You want to do IG Spotlight first?
Yeah, sure. I'm sure a lot of people have seen this guy before. Ooh-wee. You've seen him, the cel shading dude. So the one that caught my eye was his repaint of the Ninja Turtles. He did it in comic style.
You know, they look like cardboard cutouts.
It does. Someone's like, this isn't real. I'm like, no, he has videos of him painting it. Like, he has sped up videos.
Do you like this?
for certain things, I do. Like, I think this looks cool. You saw his, like, you see him all over Facebook. Like, they look like they popped out of a comic book. I like it better than what Hasbro did.
I don't like it.
You don't like it? Is it too jarring?
Yeah, it's too much. I think
that's what I love about it.
Well, I mean, you love comics way more than I do, so of course this makes sense for me to see you liking it more. I'm not saying it's horrible. I just it doesn't make it look like three-dimensional anymore.
That's why I like it. I was saying,
oh, man. Really? Okay, I don't like the fact it's not three-dimensional.
I was like, this is totally playing tricks on my mind right now.
Yeah, like that, it just looks like flat cardboards to me now.
Oh, it looks so cool. But I can
see very good at depth perception. He's really good at it.
I just see so many people do it incorrectly, like Hasbro. Mm-hmm. Mafex has done it with their Spider-Man. I don't know who else they did it with. I can't even, off the top of my head, I can't think of anyone. They did like six versions of Spider-Man, though, so that was bound to happen. This Batman I like, mm-hmm. for the reason you just said. I'm like, this looks flat. It looks like it should be on that paper. I like the color and the dimensions he's playing with, the depth perception, the lighting and shadows. Like, I love all of this.
But then what is the point of the figure then?
I don't know. It just looks cool, man.
No. I'm not saying it doesn't look cool, but I'm just saying it defeats the purpose of a three-dimensional figure.
Not necessarily, because I more so want the item. Like, I want to, like, physically see it. But just because it looks like that doesn't mean it probably looks different in person. Like, it has to be. It looks cool. I don't know.
It does look cool. Yeah, no, I'm not going to deny that.
And I'm not saying it takes a lot of talent to do what it's doing. Yeah. But like, I definitely wouldn't mind like having one that looks normal and then one that's done that way. Mm-hmm. For the same reason I just collect toys. Like you could say that about like what's the point of having it? What's the point of having this versus like a printed out picture?
It's almost like an art piece.
Yeah. I wouldn't want it for everything, just specific characters. Mainly ones like Batman here.
I'd be more inclined with statues than with figures.
So this one's a statue. So that does this bother you or does it still look too jarring?
If it's a statue, I think, you know, it's fine.
I like this Wolverine, like a lot.
I mean, imagine the amount of detail and time it took to do this. It looks absolutely insane. That's a lot of work.
It is. So I appreciate that.
Hit that Magneto for me.
Let me go into his Instagram.
That Magneto looks crazy good too. But this Magneto looks more like figure paint job than to have the comic book. I could be wrong.
Let's see what we have. A bunch of McFarlanes. I'll scroll past that. This Juggernaut Colossus I liked. Like the lighting here. I don't know how far down his Magneto is now because that was just this anti-venom look cool. Like, this looks cool. Crazy. But again, for photo opportunities, the Spider-Man... See, he can do simple when he wants to, though. That's the thing.
Yeah. That looks great.
Gambit. No, here's the... This one I don't think you'd like.
No.
Okay. See, stuff like this on 78's comic dial that he made of the rooftop. Chef's kiss. Oh, here he is. So when he moves it, does that
that makes it bring it back to 3D? Yeah.
So like,
but if it's standing still like that, it's just like looks like cardboard cutout. Yeah. Just so much, so uber talented this guy is.
This that Broly looks that,
yeah. Holy smokes. Oh, wow. So good.
But again, some of them probably don't look that well unless they're still. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. I don't mean they look bad. I mean, like, the illusion only works from certain angles.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you saw him moving Magneto, it looks fantastic still. So, like, there's no part of me that dislikes anything he's done. And I think they look awesome. Mm-hmm. I was looking at 78's page earlier just because I saw this huge ass diagram. I was like, man, if I had the space, if you had the space, because I certainly don't.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he took a photo of his Kickstarter spawn here in front of one of his dials. I know how you feel about Toddy stuff, but this does look cool posed up here with the smoke and everything.
What's up, Darth?
Hey, Darth, what's going on? And then...
it does look incredible. Highly posable. Looks very cool.
Highly posable's page has also a bunch of action figure shots.
That look at these pictures. Wow. I like that. That looks awesome.
Look at this.
That looks awesome.
Yeah, man. And yes, I won't dwell on these Instagram, but I could spend hours just scrolling through Instagram.
I know. That's what Instagram wants you to do. Spend hours on their platform instead of working. All right. News? I do some news, or do you want to do an D goes off?
Mine's just short. I've been trying to sell stuff.
Okay, so we'll do yours after the news.
Then. Yeah. We'll do yours. Man. Let me hear your news. Give me some good news.
You want me to give you some news? Okay. I've got what I learned.
Okay.
Okay. So, oh my God. It's so hilarious. So what I learned is a town in Oregon called Oregon City, called Bend in Oregon. Has spent $1,500 removing googly eyes from their arts around the city.
Like people have been vandalizing that? How much did they spend on this?
$1,500 just to remove it, googly right? eyes.
Just leave it. What do you mean? Oh, who cares? Leave that. Like, come on, guys.
So let me tell you the story. Okay?
I'll do it for $900. Give me a call and get $1,500.
So apparently this is art, very expensive art that someone had made commissioned for the city. And somebody is going around town, not just this art, but other arts and putting googly eyes everywhere. And the town has asked, the council has asked people, whoever's doing this, please stop, because we've already spent $1,500 removing the googly eyes and we don't want to keep doing it.
When has that ever worked? Please stop.
Oh my God, look. I'm in Oregon. Ben is full of upright rich old folks. That is hilarious. So anyways, Hailey, I need you to go and investigate this for me. Send pictures to us. It's not just this. They have a deer.
I mean, that looks... Okay, what did they put like super glue on it or something? Like,
so, why is this so hard? That's what I was gonna get to. Is the problem is they're saying they don't like, so they don't mind people, because they said that in during the Christmas time they put on the reindeers, they put the Christmas hat on, all that stuff, right? So they're not discouraging people from being creative. What they're saying is these googly eyes have a very strong adhesive which can destroy the statues and damage it. So they're asking the citizens, hey, listen, don't do this because it's damaging the statues that we have around our city. And so it's going to either affect the statue in sort of eroding it or even bend the actual figures because of the adhesive. So they're asking for people to not do this. A lot of people in the town are having a great chuckle and saying this is hilarious. They're saying this is the best thing to ever happen in their city in terms of the statue that they have erected over there. So I ask you guys, should the googly eye bandit continue?
Just leave it. What's their problem?
Should the googly eye bandits continue doing what they're doing? Oh, man. The reindeers made me laugh out loud, man.
Yeah, those look legit. Keep them.
They look legit. Oh man, this one is pretty creative. If you had a smiley face there, that would be awesome. But yeah, so anyways, the town of Bend. The town of Bend.
That looks like Bambi seeing the hunter before
his mom. The city is the, people, the city, the people in the city also lashed out back to the council saying, you should focus on addressing more important issues like homelessness instead of worrying about this.
Googly eyes.
The googly eye bandit is at large, folks. So if you're at Bend or in Oregon, make sure you go visit that and take some pictures.
If they leave it alone, they'll get bored.
Oh, yeah. This is just getting more attention, which makes that person who's doing it or people that are doing it even more interested in doing more. I wonder what the police would do. Would they arrest them for vandalism? They probably would, right? You're vandalizing city property.
For the adhesives.
Yeah. Maybe they should use like duct tape or something, right? And then that won't have, I don't know, duct tape has strong adhesive too, but I don't know.
No, they want it. They want to leave their mark. So they're like, not going to make it easy on them, man.
Anyways, the googly eye bandit, I thought I'd mention to everybody is what I learned. I thought it was hilarious when I saw it. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that one. All right.
You do also talk about people's collections. Ryan did send me his soft goods.
Oh yeah, let's see it.
Warhammer. He threw this on this bad boy. So he's showing off the. So I was curious. It looked like it'd be hard to get on, but he says everything like unplugged and he could just hook it in. So that looks pretty badass. I don't play Warhammer. People have tried to get me to. I like the designs of the Marines, like the Space Marines and everything.
Did Brad try to get you into it?
He talked about it. He's like, oh, if you ever want to come in, like.
He's actually going to Las Vegas.
Is he? Yeah. Oh, he wanted me to make him what are those? Not a crest, but basically is for his team like a while ago, but they didn't end up going last year.
Oh, he ended up not signing up in time, but he's going to go there to show support.
Oh, that sucks. I mean, good for him, though.
It'll be good. He hasn't been out of the Canada in a long time because he was asking a million questions about how to go about it, including, what do I use their taxi? I'm like, no, Uber, man. What's wrong with you? Anyways, I helped him out, so he's pretty good. He just made me a little bit nervous. So that looks cool, though, Ryan. Good job.
Did you watch the game?
Which game?
I don't know why he's booing Knicks.
I don't know why. I don't like the Knicks. Who likes the Knicks? Ugh. Ugh. People in New York don't even like the Knicks, probably. I think Spike Lee even canceled his subscription. It was a yearly membership. All right. What else we got? No, we're not.
Yeah.
No chance.
So, Alvin.
I was going to go off, but it's okay.
Go off. What is it?
We're not a political
show. Yeah, okay. Then leave it alone because that's going to go on for hours.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But okay. So my rant, my D goes off.
Yeah, D goes off, baby.
So you've dealt with like Facebook Marketplace before.
We got to put this on so we know.
Yeah, sorry. I rarely do because every time I put something on Marketplace, just weirdos come out. And it's okay, but it's always just like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was this.
It's not
just
Marketplace. Like, it's on chats too.
Yeah, I'm like, I very clearly told you what it was and there were pictures. So then you wait to meet up. You get there. He's like, oh, is this version? I thought it was that. I'm like, then obviously you're blind because I took like 7 pictures. So other people are like, hey, do you still have this? And I go, yeah, I do. Like, it says I do. I'm not going to be that guy who's like, well, obviously I have it if it's still listed. But obviously I still have it if it's still listed. So I get people.
A lot of people put it in their posting saying if it's still up.
Yeah, that's what I still have it. And half of mine say like sold or not. Like,
yeah.
So there's those people. And then there are the people who ask if you still have it. You say yes. I'm like, okay, let's meet up tomorrow at noon. I'm like, okay, dope. Let's meet up tomorrow at noon. Message at 10 a.m. Hey, are you still good? Message at 11. Okay, I'm going to meet you at noon. They're like, okay, anyway, we can push it back to 1. I'm like, fine. Well, I'll go meet you at 1. I'll go kill time at the mall. And then 1 rolls around. Hey, do you want to meet at 4? I'm like, I'm leaving at 2. I'm like, okay. So
why do they just tell you at 4 to begin with?
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not going to you. It's like, well, I know you said we'd meet at the mall, but can you meet me at this school at like 6 p.m.? I'm like, absolutely not.
Can I interject for a second? Time out. Yeah. Okay. So this person tells you that you're going to meet them at noon at the mall.
Yeah.
That person goes from noon to 1 o'clock.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay.
Then they say from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Right there, I know it's a kid.
Yeah, 100%.
You know why? Because they wanted to go at lunchtime. Yeah. Couldn't,
yeah. Right?
So now they're saying four, because school ends at three. It'll give them enough time to go meet you there.
Yeah.
And then what happened? That? What did they say? They meet you not in the mall. Where?
Out of school. I'm like, okay. Well, either. So that was my thought. I'm like, you're either a student or you're a student, and you and six of your friends are going to like hold me up at knife point for this. Or you see those videos where one grabs it and runs off. Like, I'm not meeting you at no damn school. If you want this, you can. And then I'm like, hey, I'm still playing. I'm like, hey, so I appreciate the inquiry, but this obviously isn't working out. I have other people asking. I'm not going to hold this indefinitely. And then that turned to like, oh, okay, I'll come in 15 minutes. I'm like, no, what do you mean you'll come in 15 minutes? How did you go from like 4 p.m. to 15 minutes? So then there's that pissed me off. So I'm like, I just blocked that guy. Another person's like, hey, so do you want to do trades? I'm like, what do you have to trade? And he's like, what are you looking for? So I rapid fire off 10 things. Like, I don't have any of those. Like, okay, great. So do you have money? Do you have currency that we could barter
with? I like how you just rapid fire 10 things. I can't do trades.
Well, I hate them, but I'm like, I'll entertain this idea just in case. So I'm like, okay, we'll do the original price. That was already under like valued. I was like, any way you can sway the price a little bit? I'm like, no, this won't work. I'm sorry. I have someone else asking. So same thing again. I'm like, thanks for asking, but I got to go down the list. So I message the other guy. And as soon as I say I'm moving on to the next person, they freak out again. And then they get angry. Like, well, you shouldn't have led me on, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, I didn't lead you on. Like, I gotta just go through this list, man.
How did you lead them on? You told them that I cannot go lower than the price I'm giving you because it's already undervalued. And from there, they got lead you on?
Yeah. So there's those types of people that happened like three times where they get mad after I say, hey, I appreciate you asking, but obviously like our time frame doesn't work out and I have other people. I'm not going to hold this forever. And then one guy messages me and he's like chatty. So I'm like, okay, this is obviously a kid again. I'm like, I don't have this, but my friend does. So I send him to I'm like, hey, Jeff, do you want to sell this Superman to him? But I didn't know his age. Like yeah. He was just like, I was like, something's off about this dude. So Jeff's like, hey, I'll send it to him. He meets up and he texts me. I'm like, this guy's like Jeffrey? Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, oh my God, this is like a 12-year-old. So he's like, I don't even want to talk to this guy because I'm a grown man meeting up with a kid.
We better call the police on Jeff.
Exchanging money. Yeah. And then, funny story though, out of all the people who bought my stuff, it was some like 15-year-old who was like, hey, meet at this time? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, he's like, oh, I can come here if you want. I'm like, no, I'll meet you halfway. He does it. He's like, do you mind if I inspect it? Yeah. And he's like, okay, thank you. And he hands me the money. No issues, no nothing. There's some kid on his bike. I'm like, there's a bunch of grown 20-year-olds to 30-year-olds who are whiny little babies about this. And these kids just come and wheel and deal, no problem.
Cowabunga dude says, I'd almost rather throw my
eyes. Yeah, I'm getting to that point. Marketplace.
Oh, man. Good times. But sometimes you got to sell them because you just, you know, you overbought or you bought something that you don't want it anymore and you want a couple of bucks back.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, Marketplace was such a great place to sell because it was very fast.
It's very easy and fast, right?
Yeah.
And like people message me immediately. It's just you got to filter out the stupid ones to get to like the serious buyers. You
don't have to filter anybody, right? Like, yeah, the worst are the ones that isn't still available. I had that over the holidays, right?
Yeah.
So I had somebody message me asking for, I put up some figure on Marketplace and they said, hey, do you still have it? And I said, yep, I do. But I said, I'm leaving in 2 days to be gone. I'll be gone for about 10 days out of the country. Either you pick it up 2 days from now, before 2 days I head out, or I can hold it for you and I'll get back and then I'll message you. And if you're still interested, we'll go from there. He's like, Yeah, perfect. Message me when you come back. No rush. And everything went off great. So I come back. I wait an extra day to give him, because it was January 1st I came back. So I didn't want to bother anybody on a holiday, right? So
yeah,
I messaged back on January 2nd. Hey, I'm back in town. Please let me know if you're still interested. And we'll go from there. The dude blocked me.
Yeah, instead of saying I'm not interested anymore, they trying
to. And I was just like, what? I'm like, what did I do? I was very clear, and he agreed to it.
They get scared because they're like, oh, I wasted his time, and I don't want him to be mad at me, so I'd rather just block him and have him be mad at me.
I wasn't mad at him. In fact, I thought he was mad at me for not letting him know on January 1st.
My thing is, I don't like to disappoint. Like, I hate saying, like, hey, sorry, I'm not holding this for you. I got to give it to the other person because they seem like they really want it, but
whatever. Yeah, it's crazy, man. I mean, the other alternatives are what? eBay, which is ridiculous because you got to go and now pay all these fees. eBay just keeps raising their fees. I guess they don't want to be in business anymore. That's their motto, is how can we drown our business and close it up? Because the fees that you have to pay to sell an item, and then the buyer also has to pay a fee as well. It's pointless. You might as well just, like, you know, Cowabunga dude said, just chuck it in the trash. And I have to pay for, like, and for if you're in Canada and you sell something in the US,
yeah, there's the shipping and duty,
shipping and customs rate the other person has to pay, and then you also have to pay in different currency, and you're gonna get fleeced on that right now.
Yeah,
it's just not worth it. And how do I even give you exact quote of how much the cost is going to be for shipping? Because
that's what I'm curious about those too.
So I in the past I would just take a wild guess.
Yeah.
And there's a times where I got burned.
Yeah.
And sometimes you go over $5 and you think, okay, you know, it's only $5. I'll be able to ship it faster for them to make up for it. But now eBay has protected the buyer, saying that if your shipping is too high, they will penalize you for it.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
So I'm like, okay, so if I guess wrong, I'll lose money. That's okay. But if I guess right and have it a couple of dollars over, I'm going to get punished for that. You're discouraging me from even trying to sell it there. Yeah. There's another way you're discouraging. So I haven't sold stuff on eBay in a long time because I just don't like their BS of all the fees and everything. And if you don't ship it out in a certain amount of time, you also get penalized for that. So yeah, if you break your leg, some a death in the family happens, they don't care. So, yeah. And there's been times where I didn't even get the item from eBay too when I bought it. Never got it. And then it's like jumping through hoops from eBay to give you that insurance that they guarantee you when you're buying something. It's just, you got to provide all the emails. Yeah, it's a cesspool there, eBay. I don't know if they've fixed anything or not, but it's been over 2 years since I looked that way. I'm like, see you later. So might as well sell on Amazon. They charge you fees, but at least they deal with half the stuff for you. You don't have to worry about shipping. You just go drop it off.
But you know I'm not missing anything.
No, you're not.
I'll stick to the marketplace, and it's all this hilarity.
Anything else from that D goes off?
No. Just more. I have more people messaging.
There should be a buy it now option on Facebook Marketplace. Just buy it. You click and you're guaranteed you buy, like, contract. You're buying it.
I'm so rapid paced with, like, sorry, I've got to go to the next person, that it's whatever. By the time I'm done,
you're creating yourself quite a hateful reputation there around the local area.
Here. Yeah, apparently.
I've seen you hovering on the social media market. I mean, here he is. All right. Get my popcorn, lean back. All right. So that was D goes off.
Barely. That was a tame one. That was a tame one.
If you guys like D going off all the time, let me know.
I'm too easygoing.
No. We're going to have to get you uptight now.
Find me at a social media post and then just record me in real time.
I'm going to, like, screen capture the stuff.
Are you? You got to block out every second word. You stupid.
Yeah. I have to use the black Sharpie.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Let's get into toy talks of the week.
I know you've been missing Super 7, so they're back.
Oh, yay.
They're back with Micronauts.
Micronauts.
Were you this no. What was this? The 70s? 70s, 80s?
No.
They did a comic book.
How old do you think I am? No, 70s. Jeez.
No, I'm saying, did you ever, like,
delve into this? No, I did not play with Micronauts.
These were too obscure for me, but for anyone who's into that nostalgic era, then you can dive back in. So here's my question. So Ninja Turtles is successful. Gargoyles, they've done as well. Maybe not as successful, but they release them so slowly that it builds up anticipation, and anyone who does want them can get them, and they don't oversaturate the market. They don't lose anything. But then you get onto companies like Mattel. I like my Micromice from Mars figures, but they started out small dose, but now in the States, all I see are people posting them for like $35 at Walmarts. I thought the property was too niche to pull off like Walmart, Target, Toys R Us's. Like, people like Biker Mice from Mars from the 90s, but how many people are clamoring to rush to Toys R Us or Targets to buy them? And they're doing a second wave in like sports gear, because in the 90s you have your Ninja Turtles who play basketball and soccer, football.
They did that with everybody played sports back then. Yeah,
see, that's a bad idea. Well, obviously I don't know their business model. I'm glad they're doing that because I like Biker Mice, but do you think there's a fine line between catering to your customer and your cult following versus making a grand IP in toy stores and they'll sell out?
I felt the same way with that garbage Earthworm Jim nonsense.
And I got mine from, everyone got theirs from, no, but you're not wrong. Like, they did, same with Battletoads, Premium DNA. They were branching off from Megapolis. There was a whole scandal with them. Their employees started their own business, and it looks like they're kind of doing the same thing. As of 52 weeks ago, they had a picture saying they're shipping their items now in 2 weeks. That was 52 weeks ago. These are not seeing the light of day.
52 weeks ago?
They disabled their site. It's under construction.
Wow. Like,
and then those were selling for $50 American to $60 American. Here's a picture of them with an update. Okay, here's the most recent update. So 28 weeks ago. Quick update on Earthworm Jim. We thank you so much. Blah, 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 blah. It's funny because even like KJ and them were talking about this 2 weeks ago. They said there was a QC issue with the product, so they weren't up to their standards, so they requested them back to get them fixed. Jim will arrive and start shipping soon. Everything fans have come to expect from blah, blah, blah. 28 weeks ago. That's unacceptable. But at the same time, they showed up on secondary markets, Temu, AliExpress. So as I mentioned, $50 from them or $20, $15.
Damn, Timu got them on, huh?
I got the whole wave cheaper than two figures from them. And like, looking at it, it's like this. Like, I like this dude. He's fine. There's nothing wrong with him. So someone like a year ago, they're like, hey, so are these bootlegs? And the company, the official company, I took a screenshot of it. Because I knew they'd delete it. They're like, no, these are the same versions we are going to sell ourselves. It's just some customers live closer to where the factory is located. So then I was like, hey, so why would I buy from you if I could just get this for $20? And then everyone else started. So then they deleted that post. So I don't have a problem with them making the character. They obviously made the product. Did they run out of money and they can't pay the factory? That's a whole other topic.
Something's up. Yeah. Something fishy.
If they just, so that killed them. That's going to destroy their company, their reputation.
It's already done. Yeah.
They did Battletoads. They made two of the three characters. If they had just made all three and released them in small quantities, those would have sold up. They would have recouped their money. They didn't need to make wave one and wave two. And in wave two, you're going to get your third main character, which will never see the light of day because Earthworm Jim ruined it. Same for wave two of Earthworm Jim. If you have an IP where the main characters are a team, just make the team. Just do that. Get your money.
Get out of the gate strong.
Yeah.
Get out of the gate strong because you could build momentum for maybe more products down the road. Right.
You don't have the luxury of Hasbro of making these like a team of Cyclops.
If you don't get out of the gate strong and you don't get those products in the hands in a relative, quick manner. Like, I mean, sometimes it does take a year for a product from going from start to finish. People are patient and can wait a year. But when you tell them, like you just mentioned, in 2 weeks, you're going to get your figures, guys. And then it's like 28 weeks later, they're showing some boxes and pallets. Nobody cares. Nobody's going to sympathize with you and say, oh, yeah, we're so sorry that you had to go through QC issues or barcode issue. They don't care. You spent 28 weeks. You figure it out. This picture that you should be sending is 20 weeks later. We're sending it now. It's already on the way. That's the picture people want to see updated. They don't want to see your warehouse with boxes.
which also like the comments were turned off. Like no one can.
Yeah, of course the comments were turned off. They were going to get destroyed.
Yeah, they did Barnyard Commandos, but now Nacelle is selling them at Walmart. Weird.
Yeah, they probably
got the bike. Probably, the biker bike.
Barnyard, he's saying Barnyard Commandos.
Oh, because I thought Premium did those too.
Somebody probably bought the license and beat them to it.
Oh yeah. Huh. Well, that being said, at least that company that's doing Bikermice has like released their products. Are they coming out too much too fast? Because I don't want to see them go down. Like I don't want to see them fail.
But they're doing that themselves.
I know. But again, I'm not a businessman, so I can't tell them. Like, I can't give them advice. Like, they're not going to listen. They have their product in stores. So obviously, they're doing something right. It's just, I wonder how much they're selling versus how much profit. Like, you know. But I wish them luck because I do like everything they've done. I like the quality and I like the niche characters that they're doing. So I wish them success. Shao Kahn's back.
Hello.
The reason that came up is because, again, like companies who do bring their random obscure. So they did Ninja Turtles, Super 7 Ninja Turtles. They did the Four Brothers in Wave 1. The only thing that they did wrong was their Simpsons line.
You're talking about the Micronuts level?
They're just picking like random IPs like Silverhawks. They did this. But Super 7 also did Ninja Turtles. They did that successfully.
And Simpsons.
G.I. Joe, I don't think successful.
Okay, if you're going to talk about successful, okay, that's not... There's no way I should be mentioning that if you're saying successful.
Only Ninja Turtles, mainly because they released the Four Brothers in Wave 1. So if you're like, hey, awesome, like I got the main characters.
I will say one thing about the G.I. Joe stuff. They do look great.
Do you have any?
Yeah, I have the first wave. Okay. And then I canceled right after that because of my fiasco with... the exclusive, soldier. Remember, I had the SDCC exclusive shipped to the wrong house.
Oh yeah,
remember that thing? So they said a replacement is on the way. Mm-hmm. I provided all the proof and everything, and DHL also backed me up, saying that yeah, we screwed up and sent it to the wrong place, and we can't even find it now. The person we can't track down, which is so stupid. How do you not track down where you dropped it off? But anyways. They said it's on the way. It's in the boat. This is them saying themselves. It's on the boat. It's on the way. You should receive it within a month. Fair enough. As long as I'm getting it, what do I care? 3 months go by. Nothing. And I've emailed them twice. After that, I just said, forget it. You're done. I'm not buying this line. I'm probably getting out of Super 7, period. And yeah. I have zero interest in Super 7 now.
Understandable. Like, I'm not... Yeah,
The Simpsons was the last line. Yeah. I did like the Simpsons because they had a ton of accessories with it too, and it's so cool.
But now
they had individual chips. They had individual chips for Homer in a bag.
Okay, question for you. So you had the Super 7. You liked the accessories, but overall, did you prefer those or do you prefer something like these that are smaller,
more affordable?
So you've that's pretty good actually. Command, nice. You didn't keep them; you gave them to your son.
So my youngest son is a big Simpsons fan. He watches it with me. His eyes lit up when I got a couple of them, and I said, "Yeah, these are for you." So he keeps them in the box. He's an inbox collector. He hasn't opened them. Ay caramba!
We're getting another Bart blue shirt. Yeah,
that fast, huh?
Well, his shirt's a different color, so. Yeah,
sure. I mean, hey, good for them to reuse that, right? So
that was an easy one. Just take off Bartman's body and put the normal Bart's head on it.
Yeah, of course.
Bumblebee sure. Man.
Isn't he supposed to have a red shirt or orange?
Yeah, that was wave one.
Okay.
So the blue shirt, back in the 90s, he in some promo arts and marketing and I think it was Butterfinger, they put him in a blue shirt.
Yeah, lay off my Butterfinger, yeah.
So here you go. Here's blue shirt Bart.
I ate Butterfinger. I'm like, why did I even eat this thing? Ugh, it was so gross. No, it's not. Ugh. That's like that with Wonder Bar. Ugh.
Are you going to get wave two for him? Or are you done? One and done. Shave for us. You can go buy that V suit.
Do you want me to say what suit you'd be in?
I was going to say it on your behalf so you wouldn't get in trouble. But I just I don't have that. I don't have that hair anymore.
No, I was saying that what 78 suit would be.
It'd be very, me. I was like,
very scantily, I tell you that. Very pointy. Butterfingers are delicious. Oh God.
Wave two? Yeah. Or what? I don't even know.
Well, I'm going to get him whatever. He doesn't really want all of them. He just told me I want the main. Yeah, I don't think he'll want the B guy here. Ichiwawa.
Itchy scratchy?
Yeah, he'd probably want that. Yeah. They better make it a two pack, man.
I doubt it.
What? They're tiny.
They got the 4-inch ones too coming though.
Yeah. These are 4-inch?
They're the larger ones because there was what, 2.75?
Yeah, these are the 4-inch.
No, these are the 4-inches ones. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. These are the larger ones.
Four and five,
okay.
Depending on if you're an adult or a child, you know.
Yeah.
But they look good. They're affordable.
Adding a couple more accessories in these boxes, huh?
The engineering looks different too.
Why not a glass of beer?
I don't think they can do that for kids' toys.
Okay. Yes, you're right.
That's the only reason.
You're right.
Yeah.
Good thing I have accessories of glass.
Yeah. I hope it has like.
I've got like bottles of wine. I've got champagne glasses for 1/12 scale figures. I got a crate.
I don't have any.
Oh, you can have one of mine.
No, I mean, I don't have these figures.
Oh, you're not
surprisingly. Surprisingly. But I said the same thing about Street Fighter. It's just when you see them in hand, I had to get Cammy.
Well, if you see these ones, let me know.
Yeah, I will. I'll grab them. And then on to, I didn't pre-order any of these. I don't know if I want to. These have been hitting people's hands already somehow.
What?
So you have Marvel Legends. I don't even know what you call this. Spider-Man Wave. You have Spider-Man Unlimited.
Agent I just Venom, saw Mysterio. Spider-Boy. I mean, Chameleon.
Chameleon?
That's all I want.
And then Dan said the exclusive Target exclusive.
Oh, screw this exclusive nonsense.
Well, it's Fan Channel Canada. So what is that? GameStop?
Yeah, I guess.
Do you even want this one, though?
I do, but I'm not going to. I'll call them up and ask if they have it. These days have been like going on GameStop's site and sells out. Especially the damn Transformers. Like, come on. You don't even get a chance at it.
Are you interested in any of the reveals for Transformers?
Do you have them here?
I'll pull them up quickly. So we do have Optimus. Let me swing back on over to their Instagram. Let's just do it this way. So this is one of the things that I do not quite... How do you decide which Optimus you want versus which ones you don't? Because at this point, he just looks like a smaller version of good ones that people already have. So why is this one special? Yeah. Why do people want this Studio Series one? So these go up. I think they went up. No, they go up tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They have Jazz. But again, Jazz has been released multiple times.
Are they the real size or the tiny versions?
These are Studio Series, so I don't know.
The Jazz looks dope.
Yeah, but is he better than any other Jazz?
Yeah, he is better, okay?
Than any other Jazz?
Prime! Call me Prime! Decepticons!
And we have
Wheel Jazz. What's the voice for that? I don't want to know.
What is that one? I don't know which movie this is. I skipped out on them.
Yeah, I'm not...
War for Cybertron.
Pass.
I like the game a lot, but I don't want any of these.
Yeah, no, definitely not. This is how you ruin Optimus Prime.
Leader class Shockwave.
That's how you ruin Shockwave as well. I can't understand anybody who likes Michael Bay's insect googly faces. It just drives me nuts when people's like, "This is amazing."
I don't think anyone has said that in a long time.
Oh, I've heard people argue with me. Like they're like, "No, it's awesome." I'm like, "Okay, relax."
Yeah, so see, none of these.
This pisses me off.
Why? Go on.
Because I have the other one that came out like 7-8 years ago.
Well, they're going to re-release them eventually.
And the paint job is much better.
Are you going to get it?
I'll see the price.
Yeah. And then we have these Top Spin versus Spinster 2-pack.
People are going to go nuts over these.
So pass for that. And then keep in mind the Age of Apocalypse wave.
Did you pre-order this wave?
No, I didn't pre-order it. I don't pre-order Legends anymore. I do like the Build-A-Figure.
I pre-ordered this wave. I have a feeling I'm only going to like maybe two of these figures.
He's back. He's back in action. It's good to see you.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's Rich coming from you. Oh, God.
Don't be a hater.
I will be a hater because he ruined my childhood.
Did I put a McFarlane in on this?
No, you did not. Yeah.
I didn't. First time for everything. There wasn't anything to show this week.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
MDLX. Hey, Mega Man. Look at that.
Here's another one that's starting to bother me, though. I guess it makes sense because he steals powers and they change the accessories. But people are only just getting the blue bomber version, like the normal one. And then they tease the fire one. And now they're teasing the metal one.
It's funny how
more characters.
They're going to get extinct because of Jada.
No, they at least this is a reputable company.
No.
Oh, the Mega Man. I thought, yes.
The Mega Man, not the company itself. I think you're finding, like, this is obviously cost more. I think it's, what, twice the price?
Yeah,
they're giving you premium accessories and maybe a better paint job, but I don't think Mega Man's that big enough where people are going to say, I'm going to pay double more.
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't think they will choose one over the other. I think they will buy I don't think they will go like, oh, I need this version. They will buy a die-cast version of Mega Man.
I thought this was Mega Movie. Now I cannot see it. That's hilarious.
I cannot see it
either. Oh, man. Give him some claws.
It was good. I see where you're coming from. It was good when it was just like his normal look. Like, hey, here's a die-cast version of Mega Man for your display piece. Like, put it on there. But if they're doing all the Robot Masters and all of this, I see where you're coming from as well. But I guess
How long did it take between this one and the next? When is this coming out?
I don't even know. They just teased this today.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point.
They
do a good job because they're a premium brand. I'm not saying that the product will be inferior. What I'm saying is you're double the price, plus you come out a lot longer in between characters. And Jada, they're almost falling in that trap too, but they better get their act together too as well, because your price is cheaper.
Yeah.
Your product is good, but now you're sort of falling in that I'm going to take 6 to 7 months to get these out. Before, they were like pumping them out, getting even the restock going. All of a sudden, I don't know, what a wall hit them or something, and they're not getting their products out fast enough.
At least tease their waves, so you physically have seen.
Yeah, but so does everybody else tease their waves. Like Mafex teases it all the time.
So that's a good example there too, though. People still buy SH Figure Arts. Say they would. Do they not? Yeah, they do. Not Street Fighter.
Yeah, that's Street Fighter. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. When you're messing with Jada.
But like you have either like. So you have your SH Figure Arts Dragon Ball versus the Dragon Stars. People are obviously going to go to that import one.
Well, who else is making Dragon Ball figures?
There's the domestic cheap ones in GameStop.
Who else is making Dragon Ball figures?
But that's the thing.
I'm just saying that the two IPs specifically we just talked about, Street Fighter and Mega Man, there are companies that can make better quality stuff from those IPs, but it's how often are you going to drop them? Like, do I have to wait? Which is one of the reasons why I left Storm Collectibles. I stopped collecting the Street Fighter because they take a year or two just to make one figure. And I'm just, I can't do this. I like my collection this century. Right.
You also have to keep in mind, though, when these sell out, they're just done. So these are for people who want.
That's also maybe another thing that might hinder people from collecting from them instead of Jada, because Jada, they sell out. They're like, you know what? Well, I'll send you another shipment.
Yeah.
And I just see Fei Long sitting in shelves everywhere now.
So that's not necessarily a good thing.
It's still there if you want to start from fresh. You at least get one figure there. Those cheap ones are Bandai too.
Oh, gross. I didn't think they, I don't consider them Bandai.
Yeah. So anyways, I do think MDLX is a good company and they do make great products. I mean, their Transformer line is really good. But yeah, if they want to compete with Jada, they need to pump these out a little bit more quicker.
I don't think they're trying to compete, and that's
you don't
smart
think so?
Of them. I think that's smart of them. I think they are just like, here's for the diehard Mega Man fans. We're going to release 50.
How many of those are there? Is there a lot of that? No, no, diehard Mega Man.
Oh, they don't shut the hell up. They want their Mega Man. Yeah.
I've never met anyone that's a Mega Man fan.
Oh, man, they're intense.
Really? Okay. Yeah, I've not met one Mega Man fan.
It's because, like, Capcom just keeps releasing the same game over and over and over and over. So they're like, give us a new game. If you're going to make prop, like, that's also why you can't really market him that well for import level figures, aside from the small amount of people who want him, because you don't make any video games or shows to market
to warrant
your
the new stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But it's cool they're doing that. We saw the Simpsons stuff. Yeah, I have some D-Arts ones back there. They fall apart out of the mirror look of them. His Zero's hair weighs more than the figure. So that's why I want the MDLX versions of
them. So does this guy's hair.
Yeah, he's basically Goku. I'm afraid to pick him up. The peg will snap if I lift his head up.
Every month I have certain figures that happen to sit on my shelf, my table here for a while. I've got a couple here in display. I got Sideswipe and I've got SS3 Goku. Yeah. Change him up.
What else we got going on? Oh, so speaking of ones who pump their figures out, I don't have any but the Joy Toy Ninja Turtles.
The 4-inch line, right?
Yeah. So
it does look good though.
It does look good. So we have Krang here. I appreciate their accessories.
See, it looks like my butcher.
Oh, you got the Walker Krang, the swap out head. KG, I think has...
no meats for you. Sorry, go ahead.
No, just try to picture him. KJ has Shredder. He looked cool. The turtles look great. So we have Krang and his mech suit. I don't know what the android's called. It's android body. Then we have Slash.
Yo, that looks good.
With his little baby version.
Woo! So cute.
His lobster sandwich on a dagger. Beer for some reason.
That's me hungry right there. Lobster sandwich? Oh, baby. Give it to me.
His sweet blade.
This is a great table like collection. If you want to look at a little desk collection.
And then we have Toka. So I'm... hold on a second. Yeah, it's basically the same body, but that's okay. They switched out the knee pads.
It's the same body, yeah.
It's the same. It's the exact. But it's cool for anyone who's debating on, like, oh, which mutant bad turtle was the best. Like, okay, you can both. Have both. Yeah, here you go. And they made them different enough. They painted them lighter.
I would have lost my, you know what, if this was 6-inch line. I would have burned my build.
So
my room down.
The ones that are coming out, the 1/12 ones, were too buff for you?
Not to these guys. Joy Toy made 1/12 inch?
No. I don't think you remember them. I'll see if I can find them.
You're talking about the one we talked about with Bebop, right?
No, not those ones. I know you don't like those ones because the scale is a little weird. Okay.
Yeah, but they're not bad, but the scale
these ones.
Little... Yeah, this is the one that you collected, right?
I didn't get it. No, these aren't even out yet. These are new.
Oh, these are the steroid ones we were talking about.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Are these too buff for you?
Yeah. They look good. They look good. Is that the whole set for $99?
No, you wish.
I wish. I wish. The ones with the cake. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, Matthew. What's going on?
Yeah. Joy Toys have a little... What? Ryan says, Joy Toys have a super strong paint smell.
They're probably like MDLX, I guess, the oil smell.
Oh, yeah. These are...
Hold on. I want to go look at my Zero now.
Your
I'm zero? Still here.
What's he talking about, his Zero? some Transformer stuff. He wants to go sniff the oil, I bet. That's what it is. Gets high off the oil smell, this guy. Joy Toy, 4-inch line Toka looks really good. The attention to detail, the sculpting, the painting, this is on point, man. Like, you gotta appreciate that.
Ryan was saying if they made a good Zero, he'd buy it from MDLX. This is the character he's talking about. This hair piece, like, weighs more than the figure. So that's why I'm excited for MDLX to do one. So I don't have to deal with these guys anymore.
You know who they should get licensed for? Sonic.
That'd be good.
I think they can make a killer Sonic line.
I don't think he's more so for... His game sucks so bad, I think only kids would buy the figures.
Yeah, but
so
movies are making a lot of money.
Because they do have the Nendroid figures. Like, they do have import figures. I like my Jax ones, though. Like, simple, cheap.
Every time I walk by, like, a Sonic figure or something, a Sonic, I always, like, would D get this?
Well, I've texted you, like, should I get this? And I haven't.
Yeah, I'm like,
and then I put it back every time.
Do I take a picture and send it to him, see if he wants these pajamas or flip-flops or something?
Probably have them.
Yeah, you probably do.
Here's a 78.
Oh, tentacles.
No tentacles this time.
Oh, okay. She looks very uplifting.
She does the trick. I like this. So I saw Eric Fulton on Displaying Model Behavior. He posts all the time. So I didn't want to just take his information. I love that smell. It's the new car smell, you know. So I don't have any of these, but I always see them, the Kotobu Kia, like, kits where you can make the armor a smaller, like, minion type character or weapons. Like, so this is what she looks like default, but you can armor them up. She comes with a scythe, this little skeleton ghoul dude, alternate face plates, head sculpts. Like, I like these. It's just, do I want to
start a whole new thing? I don't even know what this is.
They look cool. That's all that matters. But that's, you did the same thing for Kamen Rider. This, to me, is what Kamen Rider was for you, where you're just like, oh, this looks interesting.
So do they make, like, a million versions of these?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Then you're doing something wrong.
It ain't the truck's fault. I'll tell you that right now. Lay off the Taco Bell, buddy. So it comes with a bike. That bike looks cool. That could be a good Batman Beyond bike. Well, of course, the other part where there's the whole metal was, yeah, that looks cool.
Or any, like, cyberpunk stylish.
Just spray it black and red.
Then on to 5K stuff. We have Medi Toys, Adventure Team Warrior, Thief, and Butcher. So you have these little goblin dudes. Ryan, are you into these things at all? I know you like your Warriors. Joy Toy made a 700 that sold out on Big Bad Toy Store. I'm wondering how fast that... Did they make a limited run of those Metroplexes?
The big, like, one?
Yeah, like, were they just, like, immediately... Like, I didn't even bother.
I don't know if it's for sale yet. Is it? Big, oh, yeah, it's for pre-order. Yeah, pre-order still. I don't know how many they are up for pre-order.
And no part of you wants that. Like, nothing enticing about it.
Remember my joke? May the divorce be with you.
Yeah, okay.
I could get it, and I won't get in a lot of trouble. But the thing is... Is it a smart move? Because it will be a day where she will find out about it.
It's not even that. It's like, would you be is it one of those things that you buy, make awesome, and then you just never touch it again?
Right. That's what I'm afraid of. Like, that's what I'm like. That's why I don't want to collect as much as anymore that I used to, because it became to the point where, like, oh, cool, I got this. Okay, let's just put it away here and never see it again.
That's why I've been selling a bunch of stuff.
Like, yeah. I want to go back.
Do I appreciate you? No, yeah. I don't. Okay, gone.
Yeah. That's why I go back into whatever I have here. It's like Christmas every day for me if I want to. I'll open something, enjoy it, and I need to catch up. I really do. So things will trickle in, but not to the torrid pace it was in 2024.
Yeah.
So.
I also was browsing another one of these. I don't have any of these, but those Mega Man model kits, I might buy base.
Ooh.
So I was just looking at them now.
Very nice.
He's from Mega Man EXE. So Ryan, I thought, was interested in these goblins, but apparently he doesn't care. I figured your display needs like just fodder to like kill and stuff. But
these remind me of that. What's that thing that Robo keeps pumping out all the time?
Oh, somethinglings.
So what are they called? They're little goblins.
They look cool.
Yeah, not my thing though. Yeah, see, Highly Possible likes it, so nice.
It's funny, every time I loaded up a toy site, they would always be on the front page, but now I don't see them at all. Plunderlings.
Thank you. I have zero interest in those things, but there's a lot of people that love them. And, you know, they found a market. Good for them. I wish the company well. They've been pumping them out hard. I do appreciate the little stop motion they have.
Yeah.
These remind me of the Plunderings.
And then you have Hero Toys. I like their company. They have the Tribal War Song Great Chieftain action figure and base kit, $43. For the deposit is $29. Second payment's $100.
Jeez. Not cheap.
So he looks like a badass.
War of Warcraft?
You ever play those games?
I didn't ever play it, but I had friends that had played it. So
and like Diablo and all those.
Yeah, I had friends who played that. And what's that one, the future one? Is it not Warcraft? What's the one, the future one? The future version of Warcraft.
Oh, StarCraft. I was like, what are you talking about? I forgot. I was trying to think of, like, are you talking about Cyberpunk?
Yeah.
I totally forgot StarCraft was a thing.
My friend was a huge... I don't know if he still is, but he used to be a huge fan of that. He used to make me sit there and watch him play because he's like, you can learn from me. I'm like, I don't want to learn from you. Go away. Now, can we go out now?
Yo, man.
What's that?
I was like, oh, I'm like, yeah, they take a lot. Like, you got to sit down and, like, I did it.
Well, he would roll out his mat and his mouse and everything, his keyboard. I'm like, you dork. Get out of here.
I did it once against like the computer, and I was like, oh, I thought I was doing well. I'm like, okay, time to go online. Slaughtered in 2 seconds. Like, okay, I don't have time for this. I'm out. If this guy was green, like he should be, I'd buy him. They'll do an alt color. Yeah. You don't think so?
100% they will. Why wouldn't they? All right, what else we got on tap?
I'd like to throw in some
randoms.
Oh, man, he does look cool. I kind of want this guy. Randomly, Human Torch. They are milking this movie dry. You got the Deadpool Wolverine version of Human Torch.
If you want a good Captain America head, here you go.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't have any desire for a hot toy.
No, zero. Especially at that price.
He does look good.
Time travel, you say? Use all those accessories for your real Human Torch figure. Yeah.
It was a slow week today. I was curious, is there anything that you're looking forward to? Any leaks that you are hoping they will reveal?
Well, I don't know. What's coming down the pipeline? I keep forgetting.
I just want my Jazz. I want my MDLX Jazz. That's my...
Oh, yes. Is that even available for pre-order?
Yeah, it's been up for a while.
Oh, oops. No, I think
go check your inbox before you accidentally pre-order 3, because you might have pre-ordered 2 already.
I'm going to order Jazz tomorrow from Studio Series, because I need my Jazz to stand next to Optimus and go, Prime! Autobots are going to attack. Decepticons on the way.
You still need Rumble. A Rumble.
What was the line again?
From the movie.
First
you crack the shell. Captain Nut inside.
First we crack the shell. Then we get... No, it was something else. You screwed the line up now. Now you have to search for it. Google it. First we crack the shell. Then we crack the nuts. Was it? Somebody, please.
The moment's gone.
Please, somebody help me.
We're the Transformer guy.
D is unreliable. What? I got charged for a new John Wick hot toy. Oh, cool. John Wick, yeah.
Did they do a cane? Did you get Kane? You got a Kane of something. Was it SH or I can't remember. I remember Kane. Ryan, the blind dude.
We're talking about Ryan. Okay.
Yeah. No, it was right. First you cracked the shell, then you cracked the nuts inside.
Nice.
That's what it was.
Dude, when I that line, Transformers movie had some sick lines, man.
It was all right.
I'm in the beginning. Get to the shit. Get to the shit. As a kid, you find the stupidest thing to laugh at, right?
Yeah, like selling boobs on your calculator. Just like random. ICUP.
I don't know what you're talking about. You did that, not me.
Spell I cup. They'll say this backwards. So you don't... I think you just don't remember half the stuff you pre-ordered. And that's okay, because neither do I.
I do know that my fatigue for G.I. Joe is a real thing now.
Classified's done?
I wouldn't say done. I would just say there's a couple of things I didn't pre-order. Like, I was a purist or completionist from the beginning. And I just realized this, I'm good.
Okay.
Like, I'll get the one-off main... Awesome. There's some characters still available. They haven't pulled out yet. But I think for in terms of army building, that's those days are done.
Yeah.
I even think even some of the Viper soldiers, I might even not even bother picking any of them up.
Would you ever sell any?
I'm in the midst of selling some, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
I have like two Rubbermaid bins of stuff that I'm going to sell. So
it's therapeutic. I'm starting to love it. Just seeing things dwindle.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to dwindle at the cost of losing a lot of money too.
Yeah. No, don't downsell. Like, you know, sell it for.
Yeah. There are some things I'm going to have to way lower the price versus what I bought it for. But I also see things that I paid retail and they're worth double the price. So I think at the end of the day, if it equals out for me, that's good enough. Right. So. Sorry. I feel that I've sold a bunch of figs a couple of weeks ago. A lot of DC Marvel multiverse stuff.
You were the ambassador. What's going on here?
If somebody had only told you, hey.
No, he.
No, but I'm just joking. I am joking. But I understand what you're saying, and I understand what he's saying too, because I remember doing it all, only to start back up a few years later. And it was really therapeutic to get rid of like 90% of my collection. Right. So
there's Puck for anyone who's curious.
Oh, don't show him. Why are you showing him?
He does figure reviews as well. He's getting back into it. He got red.
Rick, how you doing over there, man? I hope you're doing good. I'm hoping you guys are good over there, Brick. Let me know what's going on, buddy. I immediately thought of Brick of, you know, what the stuff that's going on over there in California. So,
Darth too.
Oh, Darth is there too? Okay.
I didn't know. Yeah. Are you still alive? I saw him pop up on different toy channels. I'm like, oh, good, you're alive. So,
Brick, let us know if it's affecting your area or not. I mean, it's just, it's really devastating and sad to hear what's going on over there.
But as you can see, he also has a channel.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Brick is highly educated and very well versed in this lore.
He knows everything.
Like, he knows his stuff. Hey, Rasper, everybody's here. Look at this. All these people coming to say hi.
Oh, Will and Bancho. I see Bancho posting still, so I know he's all right. And Will.
I hope all of you guys are doing well. Please, please. Take care of yourselves. It really sucks. I have some friends as well outside of the collectiverse.
Do you have family there?
I have family, but they're up north. Yeah. They're northern part of California. They're like San Jose, Sacramento area. So they're not too affected. This is mainly by the LA, by the water as well. So, but there's four different fronts of fire. I don't know if it's still four fronts of fire going on, but yeah, thoughts out to everybody there. I just hope it's crazy, man. I saw some of the pictures. I was in disbelief because I was just there 3 months ago. You know,
and I see people just happy to like find their dog. Like my house burned down, but my dog was alive under the rubble. And then they're just like, so thankful. I'm like, well, that's sort of nice. I'm like, I'm glad your dog is alive. Like, I'm glad you found the good in this awful sin. Like, it's hard. I can't say anything. I'm not in that situation. Like, I'm not judging, but I can't speak about something I haven't been involved in. The only thing I can do is offer my sympathies.
I am donating money to the Red Cross this week. If you guys want to help, the Red Cross is one of the best places to send money to, because they're actually on the ground. They actually provide not just food and water, shelter. They also provide mental health support for a lot of people there too, because a lot of people are just, their whole house, their whole life is gone.
Yeah.
Right. They couldn't even save their pictures and everything's gone. And who knows how long it's going to take for them to find a home. Some people might not recover from all of this. They'll be homeless probably. And you don't want anyone to be like that. So yeah, I urge you, if you can, even if it's a buck, just do whatever you can to Red Cross, send it to them. They're on the grounds right now trying to help people. So
Rick's all good, but my sympathies to your family's neighbors. I'm glad your family's okay.
Here in San Francisco, but my parents and brother live in Pasadena. Yeah, I heard in line of the environment, they're evacuated, but their homes are intact. Oh man. I just hope that insurance companies over there don't do that BS, what they've done to a lot of people in Florida.
Yeah.
With what they banned them from buying hurricane insurance or anything like that. I hope they don't just say, yeah, you know what? We're not doing fire insurance.
They're exploit the loopholes.
Yeah.
You find out which insurance companies are scumbags and which ones are legitimate.
Gutless ones, right? Yeah. Tuck their tails and run away because they don't want to pay out people to fix their homes. Well, why did you offer them the insurance in the first place? Oh, you know why? Because they're making oodles of money because nobody claims on
any of that. That was in our act of God clause.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Brush fires don't count.
Yeah.
That's
nature. I hope it's not that bad over there.
Why? I'm telling you right now, they will look for every little inkling, everything they can to get away from paying anybody. And if they do end up paying for you and fixing your house, you're never going to be able to get that insurance again because your insurance is going to go through the roof.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's like, well, this isn't the same house as before. And like, the premiums are all
different. Yeah, your premium will double or triple easy overnight.
Yeah.
They do that with a lot of people when they have like floods in their house and things like that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, just gutless. And they'll file for bankruptcy too if they have to, and they don't have to pay for anything. It says, and it's really sad, but I really appreciate the concern for the kind words. Yeah, no, it doesn't matter where anybody is and anywhere. It just, you just don't want to see people's livelihoods gone, right? It's just, yeah, it's crazy. I just recently, a month ago, I know someone through somebody else in Richmond, their whole condo burned down. And I was talking to the guy while he's outside waiting for the fire trucks to come. And he's just telling me, he's like, oh, by the way, yeah, right now my house is burning down. I'm like, what? And he's like, so yeah, casual. And he's so casual, but because he thought it wasn't going to be a big deal. They'll get it under control. Yeah. But ended up burning his house down. Like, he lost almost everything in his house.
There was an arson attack in Burnaby too, my mom's friend. They got him on camera, like pull up, throw him a cocktail and then drive off. So we all just assume a developer wanted the property to rebuild. And they wouldn't sell. So someone just came and burned it down.
Oh, jeez. Anyways, I hope all the best.
Yeah
if you want to help.
Ended on a high note. So the Red Cross, like you were saying, is a good one.
It's a great place if you want to donate money, do Red Cross. They're really good. They're on the grounds right now. They're at the forefront of it all with the firefighters. Shout out to all the firefighters, everybody that's putting time in, probably overtime, exhausted. You know, God bless you guys and all the best to you guys. You know, I hope everything gets back to normal as soon as possible for a lot of people. But yeah, donate to the Red Cross if you can, even a dollar. It makes a big difference for them. It adds up.
I was going to say, I know Darth loves his animals, so don't forget about the animals as well. If you are an animal lover, I'm not saying, but
Darth. Man, I swear, if I was in that area, I'd probably take like two or three dogs myself.
Darth is a big animal lover, and I was like, I don't even know if he has anything on his page about this. First thing I saw on Darth's page, David T. Guerrero.
Shout out to Darth.
There is adoptions don't shop. So many large dogs need foster homes now. So go check out his profile if you want to look into it more. And he's very knowledgeable.
Let some family members know if they're in the area in California that are not affected, they would like to adopt a dog. Why not get a dog that doesn't have a home? Why have to go to a breeder to get a dog? Just go and help a dog out there. Dogs are amazing creatures.
Inscribe back. Glad you talked. I don't know anything about them. I do see there are some comics. I'm going to check them out and I'm going to see if they were worth reading and continuing on next week. If they suck, I will let you know, Brick. but we will see. I didn't want to ignore his comment there.
Yeah.
I appreciate you scrolling back, Rick.
Is that it for today?
That's it for today. Continue on with your anime trek. I'm very surprised by the one you chose.
Yeah, it's cool. I'm venturing out. I'm diversifying here. Okay. I will be back next week to talk about what animes are leading the charge. Have the three that I mentioned still.
Whoever said Arcane still doesn't win anything.
I haven't said anything yet. But I'll give you the list tomorrow. I'll bring the list down next. Yeah. Sorry, not tomorrow, next week. Join me on Fridays. I'm solo doing the popcorn chicken on Fridays now at 4:30 p.m. Pacific time. So come and hang out with me because I could use the chatter. It'd be nice to talk with people. I'm by myself. I'm alone. Sad. No, I'm just kidding. I enjoy talking about the news around Hollywood and what's going on. And then we have our finale for our Silo review on Sunday, The Mighty Show. It's the last episode. We're going to break it all down. I'm excited for it. It's a really good show. Check it out on Apple TV Silo Season 2. We're going to break down the last episode. And then we are back next week, Mondays, on a new time, 7:30 p.m. Pacific time. It's an hour early from what we used to do and half an hour early from what we currently used to do. Today we started late. We had some things to do, so we couldn't get in on time. But yeah, starting next week, 7:30 p.m. Pacific time is our new time on Monday. And with that, so wherever you're on the world or the universe, have yourself a good morning, a good day, and a good night. Stay safe.